Centuries of history reveal man's effort to know God. A casual investigation reveals that mankind has attempted to know God, find God, or worship God on his own with no success. The scriptures tell us, foreseeing that in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom knew not God, 1 Corinthians 1:21. In order for man to come to the knowledge of God, it was God's good pleasure through the foolishness of the preaching to save them that believe. The foolishness of preaching consisted of the things preached. The things preached that was foolishness to the mind of the Greeks was the death of Jesus Christ. The problem the Jews and the Greeks had, and which still exists today, is that mankind seeks to find God according to man's wisdom instead of the wisdom of God. The Apostle Paul said concerning the Gentiles, because that, knowing God, they glorified him not as God, neither gave thanks, but became vain in their reasonings, and their senseless heart was darkened. Romans 1:21. God's method of revealing himself to mankind is not through exceptional moments of inspiration. Some seem to be waiting on God to do something with them that exceeds the natural course of life. They are waiting for some esoteric moment. If that's what they're waiting on, you best have packed your lunch. When individuals say, "When God decides to use me, I'll be ready," those who do so have missed the whole point of the gospel message. God does not utilize extraordinary moments to create a fertile heart. He utilizes a fertile heart to create extraordinary moments. In the parable of the sower, Jesus said, "Hear then, ye, the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the evil one, and snatcheth away that which hath been sown in his heart. This is he that was sown by the wayside. And he that was sown upon the rocky places, this is he that heareth the word, and straightway with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but endureth for a while. And when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, straightway he stumbleth. And he that was sown among the thorns, this is he that heareth the word, and the care of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. And he that was sown upon the good ground, this is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, who verily beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold and some 60, some 30. Matthew 13:18-23. Once the word has been planted into a good and honest heart, then the appropriate fruit will be brought forth, and the planting of the seed was accomplished through the preaching of the gospel. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to consider the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, for that God chose you from the beginning unto salvation in sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you through our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye were taught, whether by word or by epistle of ours." 2 Thessalonians 2:13-15.